We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Amelia Benson. It's Friday, May 2nd, 2025. Today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. U.S. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and Deputy Alex Nelson Wong are resigning from their positions. This comes 1 month after the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic was accidentally added to a Signal group chat where senior officers were discussing war plans. Waltz is the first senior official in this Trump administration to leave. Moving across the Atlantic, the Gaza Strip is close to an all-out famine after Israel blocked all humanitarian aid for 2 months. 3,700 children were diagnosed with acute childhood malnutrition last month. According to the World Food Program, remaining food is being sold for high prices that most people cannot afford. Israel said the blockade is intended to push Hamas to release the remaining hostages, but humanitarian organizations have accused Israel of weaponizing starvation and violating international law. Next, tensions between India and Pakistan continue to rise following an attack against tourists in Kashmir last week. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke to Pakistan's Prime Minister and India's Foreign Minister on Wednesday in an effort to diffuse friction between the two countries. Since the attack, India has suspended the Indus Waters Treaty, which lets Pakistan and India share the Indus River as a water source. Both countries have restricted the other from flying over their airspaces. In Kenya, opposition parliament member Charles Ongondo Were was shot in Nairobi late Wednesday. The attackers were trailing Were's vehicle on motorbikes before the shooting, and police suspect that the attack was, quote, targeted and predetermined, end quote. 2 months prior, Were said that he was fearing for his safety. Lastly, the U.S. and Ukraine signed an agreement yesterday that allows the U.S. to access Ukraine's natural resources. In exchange, the U.S. will set up an investment fund to establish their assistance to Ukraine amid their war with Russia. Taking a closer look at the CU community, Resist, a grassroots arts and activism group, will be holding their first event since 2019 tomorrow, 12 to 5 p.m. at Urbana-Champaign's Independent Media Center at 202 South Broadway Avenue in Urbana. Resist is an art show including over 80 artists, such as spoken word artists, tie-dye groups, and a quilt auction held by Jen Hines. Local music will also be included with artists such as Holly Monet from The Merry Travelers and Robin and Toad from C4A. Proceeds made from the art show will then be donated to 5 local organizations: Dream, the Up Center, Courage Connection, the New American Welcome Center, and the IMC. Resist highlights local organizations who might be targeted or negatively impacted by the current political environment, hopefully providing them with the support they need. Artists are required to donate at least 50% of their proceeds, but most choose to donate more, even up to 100%. These proceeds are then divided up between the 5 local organizations, where organizers Shannon Percocco and Katie Snyder will hand-deliver the money. Percocco and Snyder created Resist in order to showcase the ways individuals can resist through arts, ways others are currently resisting through their art, and ways people can build community to work toward changing our current political environment. That's not all that's happening this weekend. Parkland College is putting on a production of The Wedding Singer at the Harold and Jean Minor Theater. This show is a musical comedy based on the hit Adam Sandler movie. The show follows Robbie Hart, a New Jersey wedding singer who gets left at the altar. Robbie then meets Julia, a waitress who's about to marry a Wall Street shark. Evening performances will run at 7:30 p.m. today and tomorrow, and at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets are $25 for adults and $18 for students, youths, seniors, and veterans. The show is rated teen for adult language and content. For more information on the final nights of the show, visit the Parkland College Theater website or visit the box office at the Jean Minor Theater. Finally, shining a spotlight on something new in the Illini Union Food Court. There's a new dessert spot in town thanks to the owner of Mia Zaz, Bruce Hink, who has opened an ice cream shop in the basement of the Illini Union. News correspondent Brandy Roman had the pleasure of speaking with Evan Lee, a freshman in engineering and currently an employee of the new Moo of I Custom Ice Creamery, to get the scoop on the opening.
We're still not fully open,
yes.
So this is like a soft launch. So yeah, we're planning on fully opening either sometime this summer or next semester.
Evan also explained that Moo of I has many more exciting menu items coming when they're fully open.
We're looking at ice cream bars, and we're thinking of adding like energy drinks also, and other sort of pastries. I think it might have been bagels, so like a lot of variety.
The current custom ice cream menu includes a starting base of either ice cream or fat-free yogurt, with your choice of any two toppings, including, but not limited to, items like sauces, candies, cookies, fruits, nuts, and even cereal, starting as low as $4.75. So, if you're craving a sweet treat anytime soon, make sure to give Moo of I a try. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Zaina Qureshi, Faith Routley, Emily Huffman, and Brandy Roman. From WPGU News, I'm Amelia Benson.